All right, it's 14 minutes after 10. In a second, we'll be speaking to Richard Amon, who will join us to have a bit of a chat about these upcoming awards, the 10th anniversary of the Victorian Disability Sport and Recreation Awards, and also Terry Barnes, political analyst, will join us after 10:30 for a bit of a roundup on where we are at so far, where the counting's at, and where it's going. So with me on the line is Richard Amon, CEO, Disability Sport and Recreation. Richard, thanks for being on the show.
No problems, Mitchell. Thanks for having me.
So what is the 10th anniversary of these awards all about? I mean, why? How did they start 10 years ago, and how have they managed to continue and last so long, obviously celebrating a very important part of our sporting culture?
Yeah, I mean, you probably notice there's all sorts of awards programs that are out there, but about 10 years ago, we decided there was a need for something that was really focused on the work and the excellence that's happening to support people with disability to be more active in a number of measures. So we created the awards to celebrate in a whole number of different categories, and it's grown to the stage now where we're supported by PwC as one of the main sponsors, and it's held within their South Bank complex with a couple of hundred people there in the room, quite a prestigious judging panel of people from all sorts of the sector, and just really getting people together to celebrate the excellent work that's being done to really address the gaps in participation for people with disability, because it's a major issue in our society that people with disability can't be as active as the rest of the population. So we're really working hard with a number of other different organisations to make that gap smaller and to celebrate the incredible achievements that are occurring in our sector every year.
And I see that we have two finalists down here in Geelong. One of them is Jenny Fossman, who we've had on the program before talking about her work in gymnastics, and that was a really interesting conversation. So it's good to see that on the level of the awards, we're doing quite well locally here in Geelong.
Well, that's right. There's quite a concentration of work within the disability sports sector in Geelong, and Jenny's one of those really outstanding administrators and officials that really tries to drive inclusion on a number of levels, and she was instrumental in getting the Special Olympics intellectual disability gymnastics program integrated into guess what you would call the mainstream gymnastics program. So now when there's state championship events, they're actually competing side by side, and Jenny was one of the main driving factors in that to occur. So that's been absolutely fantastic, and one of the athletes that Jenny has been involved with is a wonderful lady called Tamika Simpson, and she's up for a Lifetime Achievement Award tomorrow night at the awards, and she's been competing in Special Olympics for 28 years since she was 5 years old, and she's just recently retired, and she'd represented Victoria at five different national games, and she's just one of the incredible just people that really shows what's possible for people with disability to get involved in any sort of sporting activity. So she's a local who's really of interest, but you've also got another guy called another Mitchell who you might be interested in, a guy called Mitchell Bond.
Yes.
Who plays wheelchair basketball, and he's a finalist in the Junior Sports Person of the Year Award, and he's a quite an impressive wheelchair basketball player who's a paraplegic, so he's been able to compete in not only the Victorian wheelchair basketball squad but also in the under 23 Australian wheelchair basketball squad, and was invited to a development experience at the University of Illinois in USA. So he's done a lot of work also in coaching as well with junior development clinics that happen down in the Geelong region. So he's one of those players who's just so invested in his sport, not just for his own participation, but he's also really strongly trying to help others to really find their niche, to find a sporting activity that supports them.
Can I ask, what is the criteria that the judging panel is looking at? How do they decide who is the finalist, but then also who actually takes home the award on the night?
Yeah, it's. I mean, sometimes you find these awards and it's focused, you know, very strongly on, you know, people who come first and win, you know, win national championships and all those sorts of things. But because the whole sector of disability sport is really trying to develop inclusion for the sports, to raise awareness within the community, to raise the standards of coaching and other people who can help make the path a bit easier for those who follow them. So the judging panel looks not only at performance, which is obviously important because sport is all about competition and people who win and lose and get results for their effort, but the main thing is really trying to see people who are very productive in their community, really help other athletes along their journey, and really try and create change, because the sector needs to be able to deliver change in our society, where we become much more welcoming of people with disability in the sporting arena. So we're looking for people who really deliver all of those sorts of things that really makes the pathways easier for those who follow, because it's such an important aspect of people's life to be able to live a life where most of us take for granted just to be able to play sport with your mates. Something that sounds pretty simple, but there's all sorts of barriers and issues that need to be addressed. So they're the main things that we look at with the participants, and then we celebrate those who've really achieved success in both of those aspects.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that in your position as CEO, Disability Sport and Recreation. What sorts of things do you think we can do to try and boost that participation and inclusion going forward?
Well, one of the biggest barriers is community attitudes and awareness. And what you find is that it's a massive task when you think for someone with a disability to turn up at a sporting club or at a leisure centre and really say, look, I'm here and I want to be active. So you really need the local community, the volunteers, the coaches, the people who work in these centres to be welcoming and accommodating for people with disability. And often it just takes a conversation to be able to find out what people can and can't do and what adjustments might need to be put in place to make it feasible for them to become active. So we're very strong about a broad community message that the people with disability are entitled to be as active as the rest of the population. And we want people to be able to welcome that as a concept and to really face up to the barriers and issues and try and address them. So one of the programs that we do is a program called Wheel Talk. We go into schools all around Victoria and we reach about 20,000 kids a year with that program. And that's a general disability awareness program where we try and break down all the preconceived ideas that people might have around disability. We have a presenter who tells their story and illustrates that they can have a really positive and productive life with a disability. And then we have a trailer of wheelchairs and we actually play a game of wheelchair sport. So the kids get to have a first-hand experience about what is possible for someone with a disability. And that's just one example of where we're trying to change community attitudes. And we have training programs for school teachers and leisure centre staff, and we work with a number of other different providers. And locally in the Geelong region, you've got a wonderful organisation called Leisure Networks who do a lot of work.
Yes, yeah.
And you probably interviewed them before. But we really support them in their work because they're trying to help other local clubs and local volunteers and coaches and officials to really increase their capabilities and their skills to work with people with disability. It's one of the most rewarding aspects of working in the sports sector that you can do, because we get to see life-changing outcomes happen right in front of our eyes. So it's just a wonderful part of the sector to be involved with.
So if there's people listening to this program that may have a disability themselves, or even parents or carers that are listening to this and think, whether it's gymnastics or wheelchair basketball or a myriad of other sports, and they think that could be a good activity or a good opportunity, what's your message to people that might be listening that may be interested in participating?
Yeah, well, if you wanted to find out an activity, there's a couple of avenues. One is the state government support a program called 888 Play, which is a website and a resource where people can go and find out about local activities that might be suitable for them. But also, in the local region, I definitely encourage people to get in contact with Leisure Networks, because they're the local regional sports assembly and they work quite strongly supporting people with disability on a number of different levels. And locally, I couldn't think of a better organisation for people to make contact with to see what's possible for them. And really open up a whole world of living their best life possible, which is our overall objective as an organisation, to see more Victorians get involved in sport and recreation.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for being on the program. It sounds terrific. And, of course, best of luck for our Geelong region finalists in the awards tomorrow night.
Terrific. Well, thanks for your time, Mitchell. And people can actually watch the awards if they're interested at www.dsr.org.au. We have a live stream in partnership with an organisation called My Sport Live, and that's the way you can watch it live. And we thank you.
And what time does that start, sorry?
Yeah, sorry, it starts at 5:15 tomorrow afternoon into the evening. Thanks to our sponsors, Carbine Club, P PwC, Polycan, Vic Health and WorkSafe Victoria who've helped make all this possible.
Wonderful. Thanks for being on the show and best of luck with the awards.
Okay, thanks for your time, Mitchell.
Thank you very much. Richard Amon joining us there, CEO, Disability, Sport and Recreation.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.